On today's Kids Corner, a special Christmas program of love, forgiveness, and celebration.
John, we don't have to live this way.
But we need to stop, Dad. And maybe if we ask God to help us...
God doesn't want to be bothered by the likes of us, son.
That's where you're wrong, John. The gift of forgiveness is open to everyone, no matter what you've done.
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Christmas is coming and the weather has turned cold, unusually cold in Turin. Snow flurries are even in the forecast. Liz and Lucille are rushing to church where rehearsal for Christmas Eve caroling is about to start.
Come on, we better hurry or we're going to be late.
I'm coming.
Oh, it's so much fun to wear mittens and a heavy coat. It's almost never this cold at Christmas.
Ooh. Yeah.
What's wrong?
Oh, nothing. I just wanted to play the part of Hark when we went caroling, and we're so late, somebody else is probably going to get to do it.
Hark? Who's Hark?
Oh, come on, you know, that herald angel named Hark. He's got a solo in that song we're going to sing.
Liz, Hark the herald angels sing means listen to the angels sing about Jesus being born.
Oh, you mean there isn't an angel named Hark?
Mm-mm. Hark just means, hey, listen up.
Oh, what do you know? Well, I guess that's okay, as long as I'm not stuck in that camel costume again this year.
Yeah, it was hot back there, wasn't it?
Hey. Oh, hey, wait a second. Look.
What is it?
Well, over there, Lucille, on the street in front of the church.
Oh, looks like somebody's car broke down.
Yeah, and that kid, well, he's handing a tool to somebody.
Wow, somebody should help them.
Well, yeah, as cold as it is out here, they could freeze. Come on.
Yeah.
Hi there. You guys okay?
Oh. Hi. Yeah, we're all right. Just a flat tire. Actually, we're glad we're even alive. I mean, there was a lot of smoke, and the car made this big bang with a noise like tin cans in a blender.
Whoa. I didn't know flat tires could do all that.
Yeah, me either.
It's a good thing we broke down right in front of a church this close to Christmas. Before everyone leaves to be with their families.
Well, it's almost a miracle if you ask me. I mean, that you broke down right here.
Yeah, a miracle.
Well, my name is Lucille, and this is Liz.
Hi.
And, who are you? I've never seen you around here before.
I'm Vic Knight. And that's my dad under the car.
Hey, Vic.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, Vic, why don't you go ask if you can go inside to get warm? We don't have enough money to keep the car running.
Oh, cold.
Yeah. Do you know anybody who goes to that church?
Well, yeah, we do. This is our church.
Yeah, we're headed inside to practice caroling for Christmas Eve.
Oh. Hey, you know what? I'll bet we can help you fix your car.
Really?
We collect money every month for people who need help.
Yeah, Liz is right. Just have your dad talk to the pastor and,
I need to meet your pastor.
What? But wouldn't your dad...
That's just the way we do it.
What?
Because Dad needs to work on the car. Yeah, he'll come in later.
Oh, okay. Well, come on, let's go inside. I'll take you right to him. Oh, you're really gonna like him, Vic. He's a great guy. And boy, does he know the Bible.
Yeah, he really does.
Pastor Bird met Vic and then walked outside with him to talk with Mr. Knight. When the carolers took a break from their rehearsal, the pastor questioned Liz and Lucille about their encounter with Vic and his dad.
Mm-hmm. So they were outside at the curb and you invited them in?
Yeah, was that all right?
Well, we didn't want them to freeze out there.
That's right, and I remember you preached a message once about being kind to strangers.
I'm glad you remembered that. Mm-hmm. You both showed God's love for people who were in trouble. But it's probably a good idea to get a parent to go with you when you talk to strangers.
Oh, yeah, right. My parents have told me that, too.
Well, I'll be sure to tell your parents how kind you were.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
Well, no, but do it anyway. I mean, I asked for an X-Monsters Robo 720 game system for Christmas, and there might still be time to get one.
Liz.
Well, it's possible.
Well, before you go back to rehearsal, let me ask you a few more questions. Did you actually meet Mr. Knight?
No.
Not really. We heard him cough a lot.
Yeah.
but we just talked with Vic.
How about Mrs. Knight?
No, but there was a lot of stuff in the back seat. Mm-hmm. It kind of looked like they lived in their car.
Yeah.
You think Vic's mom was back there?
Oh, I didn't see anyone back there. Why do you ask?
Well, we just need to have all the facts before we give out financial help. We're using the Lord's money, you know.
Oh, but Pastor, they're really nice people. I'm sure they're honest. What are you going to do?
Well, we will put them up at the Reptile Arms Motel for the night. And our compassion committee will need to meet, which is where I need to go right now. If you'll excuse me, thank you. Liz, Lucille?
Lucille, why won't they just give them the money? I mean, can't they see how poor they are? And their car broke down in front of our church. It's like a sign.
Or maybe they just wanted it to look like a sign.
What?
Vic didn't act very scared. And the way he talked, well, it was like he was reading lines from a bad play.
You're worse than Pastor Bird. Well, you think they're just here to steal.
Well,
they aren't. They're nice people. Besides, don't you know that crooks always take Christmas off? That way they'll be fresh to rob people on New Year's Eve.
I think Christmas just got a lot less merry.
Vic and his dad checked into the motel, had some lunch, and waited to hear from the church.
You did good, kid. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, have some of my fries. You want some soda?
I don't want anything. I'm not hungry.
Hey, in a couple of hours, we'll be all set.
No.
We'll score enough money to start a new life. I'll get a job. We'll get the...
I miss Mom. Dad, money isn't gonna change that.
I know, Vic, but you gotta be strong. Hey, I was really proud of you for making friends with those two kids. Hey, what was their name?
Lucille and Liz. They're good people. Why don't we just stop and move here, Dad? We could go get Mom and...
I told you we'd stop when we're ready to stop. Listen, champ, I don't like this either, but times have been tough since I got laid off.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it right. I don't want to use Liz and Lucille. They're so nice. It's not right.
All right. I understand. It's just to get us through, all right? And you better get out of your head that things will work out with your mom. I think that would take a miracle bigger than Christmas.
There's got to be a way, Dad. You know she's worried about us.
She's worried about you. I'll get you back there. I promise. But I can't do this one without you. You gotta help me convince him, all right?
Oh.
After rehearsal, Liz and Lucille walked home talking about, well, what kids talk about just before Christmas.
And it has this laser fire feature that you can use if the X monsters get too close to your home base. Oh, it's gonna be so cool, Lucille. All right, you are totally not listening to me. What's wrong?
Oh, I was just thinking about Vic and his dad. Do you think the church gave them enough money for food?
Well, what do you care? You think they're just gross.
Hey, I didn't say that. I just have my suspicions about them, okay? Is that so wrong?
I don't know. I met my dad as I was on my way out of church, and he said he was going to the meeting where they're going to decide what help to give the Knights. Hmm. He said it's going to be a tough decision.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
I wonder where Mrs. Knight is.
Yeah.
Hey, what time is it?
There's
a special Christmas program on today, and I want to see it.
It's almost 3 o'clock.
Oh, come on, let's go.
Oh, no, you gotta look. See, when the second hand reaches 12, then the X-Monster's eyes light up, and it growls.
Liz,
what?
Look.
What?
Isn't that Vic in that car?
Oh, yeah, it is. Hi, Vic.
Hey, Liz, Lucille.
Stop it, just sit back down there and keep quiet.
Wow, what was that all about?
Yeah.
Why did he get yelled at just for waving at us?
I don't know, but Lucille, there's something even more weird.
You're right. They're driving their car.
Exactly.
And it was running perfectly.
It's time to start thinking about the traditions we teach our children during the holidays. What fun things do you do as a family each Christmas? In what ways do you retell the Christmas story to your family every year? As you anticipate and plan for Advent and Christmas, why not start some new traditions and check out the Kids Corner's Christmas collection with all our free Advent, Christmas, and New Year resources. We've got crafts, devotions, activities, and audio drama podcasts that will entertain your family and help tell the important story of the first Christmas. On Christmas Day, you can read the KC Special Christmas Devotional together. So check out the Kids Corner's Christmas Collection at kidscorner.net It's all free, and it's for you. May God bless you during this special season.
While Liz and Lucille watched the Christmas TV special, they couldn't stop thinking about seeing Vic and his dad driving a perfectly good car. They decided they needed to go back to church and tell Liz's dad.
Oh, good. Your dad's car is still in the parking lot.
Yeah, and Pastor Bird's is too.
Yeah, okay. Oh, it's hot in here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, let me get my mittens off. And my coat. Oh, I gotta take my hat off, too. Oh, and these boots. Oh, the zipper's stuck. Okay. Oh, and my goggles.
Goggles, oh, yeah.
And my scarf.
Can you hurry up? Did you think we were spending the whole winter outside, or what?
And my scarf. Okay, there. Oh, man, let me get this big sweater off and I'll be set.
Hey, Liz. Oh,
hi, Dad.
Oh, hi, Mr. Lizarda.
Oh, what's this big pile of clothes?
Well, it's
Is this part of the collection for needy children?
Oh, no. That's just what Liz wore to walk here from my house.
I see. And what are you doing here?
Well, we came about the meeting. Did you give Vic and his dad a lot of money?
We're still discussing that.
Okay.
Did you hear what happened this afternoon?
No. What happened?
Yeah.
Well, they're okay, but they had an accident.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Pretty serious, too. Oh. It seems they got their car running, but it conked out again, and then someone hit them.
Oh, no.
Yes, it just happened after noon.
Noon? Today?
Today?
Mm-hmm. Then they had to go to the hospital. Mr. Knight is on crutches, and Vic's right arm is broken.
Oh, wait, Dad. When did you say the accident happened?
I told you, about noon.
Oh, no.
Did they ask for a lot of money, Mr. Lizarda? For their medical bills and for the car?
Yeah.
Well, they are in a pickle.
Wait, what? What do pickles have to do with it? Is that a new treatment for broken arms?
Well, I suppose the vinegar... No, what I mean is they're in trouble, Liz.
Mr. Lizarda, are you sure they said the accident happened at noon?
Yes, I'm sure. Now, what's going on? Do you two know something?
Well, Dad, we saw them driving in their car, and it didn't sound funny at all.
Oh. And Vic even waved at us.
Yeah.
Now, when was that? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was right around 3 o'clock.
And they looked okay?
Yeah, well, maybe they just told you the wrong time. Or maybe they have concussions from the accident. Or it could be because they're from a different time zone.
Or maybe they're just not telling the truth.
Well, we'll find that out in the morning. They're staying at the motel tonight and coming here tomorrow before church starts.
Okay.
Now I have to go make some phone calls. I'm sure we'll get to the bottom of this.
The next day, before the church service, Mr. Lizarda and Pastor Bird sat down over a cup of coffee with Mr. Knight.
Thanks for being here this morning, Mr. Knight. Did you sleep well?
Yeah, we're fine. Oh, just a little sore from the accident, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Dad, can I go find Liz and Lucille?
They're probably sitting up in the front of church, Vic.
Yeah, go ahead, son, but we'll need to leave soon.
Well, I was hoping you could stay for the service.
Well, that would help. I mean... Have you decided about the money?
Oh, yes. The committee met after your accident.
Well, I'll see you later.
And we have a couple more questions.
Shoot.
Well, Mr. Knight, or shall I call you Lefty? That is what people call you, isn't it?
Well, how did you... Yeah, I guess some people call me Lefty.
And I understand you're from Shady Vale.
Shady Vale?
That's what you told us at the meeting.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, we got a little place out in Shady Vale. Yeah.
And you're a member of a church... But you can't remember the name of it?
It's a white building with a steeple.
I know some pastors from that area. Can you remember your pastor's name?
Hey, what is this? You think I'm lying to you?
You better sit down, Mr. Knight. Remember, you're standing on your broken leg.
Oh, yeah, and boy, does it hurt.
Now, we won't keep you much longer. It's just that I have a friend in Shady Vale. His name is Detective Dolan.
Detective Dolan?
Mm-hmm. And he told me there was a family that went through there last Christmas pretending to need money, but it was a scam. Can you believe that?
Yeah. I mean, no.
It was a husband and wife and their little boy.
Look, if you don't want to help us, that's fine. Vic and I will just be going.
Oh, look at the time. The service is about to start. Please stay, Mr. Knight. We do have a gift for you.
You do?
But it will have to wait until after the service.
Well, I guess we could hang around for a little while.
Where is he? What are they doing to my dad?
Hey, you don't have to worry, Vic. The pastor and Liz's dad are very nice.
Yeah, there's nothing to worry about. I mean, come on, it's almost Christmas.
Yeah. You guys don't get it. We've got to get out of here. They know.
What are you talking about?
Come on, Vic, you can tell us. We're your friends.
What's the use? We're going to be in jail for Christmas.
In jail?
It's because there really wasn't an accident, right? You and your dad just kind of
My dad's a good guy, but he's been out of work for so long, and my mom asked him to leave because...
And he takes money from people, doesn't he, Vic?
Yeah, but we would have paid you guys back.
When the church didn't give you the money right away, then you just pretended to have an accident, right?
I wanted to get back to my mom. I think maybe if we can pay the rent and get back together for Christmas...
Wow, we knew there was something wrong, Vic, but... Man, we had no idea.
Listen, you can't tell him, okay? You're my friends, right?
Right.
You won't turn us in this close to Christmas.
The service began, and Vic sat with Liz and Lucille. Then Pastor Bird asked all the kids to come to the front.
Now you kids know what special day is coming up.
Oh, yeah, Christmas.
That's right. And today I want to talk to you about a little baby who was born more than 2,000 years ago.
Oh, come on. Everybody knows who that is. It's Jesus.
Well, normally you'd be right, Liz. But today, I want to talk about a different baby. He probably wasn't born in a stable, and he didn't grow up to have people listen to him tell the good news of God's love.
Well, then who was it?
Well, we don't know his name. But this little baby grew up and made some bad choices. He probably chose some bad friends, probably didn't obey his parents, and he certainly didn't obey the authorities, because the only thing we do know of this man was that he was a criminal.
A criminal?
That's right. And we don't know exactly what he did. Maybe he stole something. But whatever it was enough to get him thrown in jail and sentenced to die on a cross for his crimes.
Oh, how terrible.
You know, this is kind of a strange story for Christmas, Pastor.
I agree. But you have to understand the whole story. You see, the day this man was to be punished for his crime was the same day they crucified Jesus. It's good to celebrate the birth of Christ, but we have to remember why he came. Jesus came to give us a gift, forgiveness for our sins.
What's that criminal got to do with it?
Well, Vic, the soldiers and the people mocked Jesus, and one of the criminals did too. But the man we're talking about told them to stop. He said that Jesus was innocent, but he was getting what he deserved. Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Do you know what Jesus said, Vic?
Probably said, "Forget it."
Jesus said, "Today you will be with me in paradise."
Really?
That's right. And what Jesus was saying to that man was that no matter what you've done, if you admit your sin and ask Jesus to forgive you, he'll do it. And that's the good news about Christmas. That's why Jesus came to earth, to save us from our sins.
After the service, Vic and his dad followed the pastor into his study. Liz's dad was already there, along with Liz and Lucille.
Well, what did you think of the message, Mr. Knight?
Yeah, it was all right, I guess, but we really need to get going.
We understand. But before you go, we have a surprise for you.
Oh, see? They called the cops.
It's okay, Vic.
Dad, let's just go while we still can.
You know the truth about us, don't you?
Well, we know enough.
Oh.
We know that you've made mistakes, and that you both need the gift that God's offering you, the gift of forgiveness.
What? I don't deserve to be forgiven.
Nobody does, Mr. Knight.
Not even preachers. Hmm? We've all sinned. We all need God's mercy. But God's word, the Bible, says everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
Well, if I've learned one thing, it's that if something sounds too good to be true, it is. Nobody gives you something for nothing.
Well, we want you to have this.
Huh?
It's a check. It should be enough to get you and Vic back home.
No, Pastor, I can't take this.
John, that is your real name, right?
Yeah.
We know you were trying to trick us, that the car trouble and the accident were a con. But the board agreed, after hearing more of your story, the rest of your story, that giving you this might be, well, it might show you in a small way how much God loves you.
What do you mean, the rest of our story? Mary!
Mom?
Oh, Vic! Oh, I was so worried. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. But how did you know we were here?
Well, Pastor Bird called. How he found the number, I'll never know.
Well, we pastors have a way of finding people. Wasn't too hard.
After talking to him, I knew I had to find a way to get over here.
You shouldn't have come, Mary.
I know, but it seemed like a good chance to... John, we don't have to live this way. There's something better for us, for Vic.
We need to stop, Dad. And And maybe the pastor is right. Maybe if we ask God to help us...
God doesn't want to be bothered by the likes of us, son.
That's where you're wrong, John. Didn't you hear the message? The gift of forgiveness, the gift of salvation, is open to everyone, no matter what you've done.
And there's no better time to open a gift than at Christmas, Mr. Knight.
I'd like you to accept that gift, Vic. But I think it's too late for me.
No, it's not, John. It's never too late. I talked with Pastor Bird on the phone for a long time last night, and he explained it to me. We can be forgiven of all of the wrong things we've done. We can start over again.
Please, Dad.
What do you say? There's a new life waiting for you. There's a new life waiting for us.
Starry night in Bethlehem, the greatest gift was ever given. With a little baby's humble birth, heaven come to earth. While the people hurried all around, busy in their little town, God sent his word and it was true. He gave his best for you. Out on a hillside with stars in sight, the shepherds made no sound. When suddenly angels gave a fright, and the glory shone all around. And it was peace on earth, goodwill to men. On a starry night in Bethlehem, the world was changed, the world was given, the very best that God could give, so with him we might live. For the baby wasn't just a child, he was the perfect, undefiled Son of God, the King of Kings, Jesus was his name. Out on a hillside in many years, they took this gift away. The people who knew him were filled with tears, for they laid him in his grave. But the precious gift, peace from above, they couldn't kill his endless love. Starry night in Bethlehem, the greatest gift was ever given. With a little baby's humble birth, heaven come to earth.
Hey, you know what?
Listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen, Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Chris Fabry. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.